Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. The word of truth that you are about to hear is from Apostle Will T. Washington. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website at 3cla.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved under God, Yahweh, a workman, needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
You may be seated. We want to acknowledge and greet all of those who have joined us on iChurch and in Spanish and in English. And hopefully today we will say something that will bless your life. Hallelujah. Buckle your seatbelt. We're going to have a bumpy ride today. The importance of the Holy Spirit cannot be overstated. Amen. I said it cannot be overstated. Amen. This is why all of us, as we said last week, need to know how the Holy Spirit come and what he does when he comes. Now, if you will put up the holy place of the tabernacle to make our point. Amen. Amen. And so, if you remember from a few weeks I've been teaching this, is that the golden lampstand, which is a type of the Holy Spirit, is the only light in the church. So you can see how important it is for us to get the proper concepts regarding the Holy Spirit. Am I right? If the Holy Spirit, and this is the type, just go with me a moment to Ephesians 8. Just to show you what Yahweh said, how important this is. And in the 8:5, who serve unto an example and shadow of heavenly things, that is what the tabernacle does. As Moshe was admonished of Yahweh when he was about to make the tabernacle of the Mishkan, for see, saith he, that is God said, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed thee in the mount. And so Yahweh admonished Moshe when he was laying down. Let's go back to the tabernacle. When he was building this tabernacle, Yahweh said to him, see that you make everything according to the pattern. Because this is the word picture of salvation and of God's intent for all mankind. Now, if you go back to the enclosure around the tabernacle, it speaks to us of one way to God. There's only one entryway. So since there's only one entryway, there cannot be a Baptist way, a Methodist way, a Catholic way, a Presbyterian way. There's only one way. And that way is laid down in God's word. Now, the reason I said put your seatbelt on today, because I'm going to get very controversial. So we find out in the Word that the only evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues. And Jeremiah 31 said that the day cometh, said Yahweh, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. And in that day, nobody will have to tell each other, know the Lord. For you all will know him for yourself. And the reason you will know him for yourself is that you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit, and nobody will have to tell you, know the Lord. If you have to go someplace to get somebody to tell you what God is saying, you don't have the Holy Ghost. You are supposed to know God for yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. We teach you the Word of God to build your faith, but you're supposed to know God for yourself. Somebody should say hallelujah. Hallelujah. God didn't leave us alone. He didn't leave us on our own that we have to imagine a conjecture about whether or not we know him. Because he's in us. He said to his disciples, do not leave Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high. And after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power to be a witness of me. Can somebody witness that they got the Holy Ghost today? Hallelujah. I don't have to tell you you got it. You know you got it. And so in building the tabernacle, it was very important that it was built according to what? The pattern that God had given. And so seeing that the Holy Spirit is the only light in the church. If you do not have the Holy Spirit, it doesn't matter what kind of church you're in, you're still in darkness. If you do not have the Holy Spirit. Romans 8 said, they that have not the Spirit of Yahweh is none of his. And they that are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, they are the sons and daughters of Yahweh. Because Yeshua had said to the woman at the well who they were having a discussion on where folks worship and what worship was the right worship. And so Yeshua said to her, you don't know what you worship. Because see, Jeroboam had set up a calf in the mountain that the people of Samaria went to. That's the one they worship. Yeshua said, we know what we worship. In other words, he was talking about the Yehudim, because they worship in Yerushalayim at the temple. Amen. Right? He said, but I'm going to tell you something. The day is coming, and now is, when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for Yahweh is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit. And what he was saying, you can't worship God in the natural. God is what? Spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. And the word he used for truth was the word, the Hebrew word, emet. And emet is that word that comes directly out of the mouth of Yahweh. The Greek word will be alithanos, which means that is genuine. And the other word is aletheia, meaning that what lies at the base of an appearance. So everything shine is not gold. So you got to get the truth of what it is that you're dealing with. Am I right or wrong? Now, the lack of this knowledge and understanding is why we have chaos in the church world today. Amen. There is chaos, my people. If there's 20 or 30 different ways to worship God, that's chaos. There's confusion in the church world. But more so than that,
We are at a at the pinnacle of where the church will finally end up. Yeshua said, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith in the earth? He was looking at the church world of today and all of the different beliefs, and everybody is going to heaven with their own particular belief system. And so we're at that prefaces where the people are going to have to decide what is right and what is wrong. Because we are in the era right now where evil is taking over. Amen. Hallelujah. Obfuscations, that means confusing stuff, is at its height. And we all have to make a decision about what we are going to follow. We have huge churches and huge organizations like the Evangelical Conservative Christians who begin to think that if they stop abortion, they would be doing God's will. And because they couldn't stop abortion, they begin to kill abortion doctors. And that seals God working. And then they went to don't unhook anybody off of the ventilating system because you should let them stay on there for years and years and years and years on end. And then now they're in the position of supporting liars and lies. They're supporting evil. They're supporting racism and hatred. And still they say, this is God. We got to make a decision. That's why I say fasten your seatbelt. We're going to take a ride today. And you're going to question why I talk like I talk. I'm going to answer that question for you. You can't support a liar and be of God. You can't support hatred and racism and be of God. It is not possible. So let's start our study today in the book of Yohanan, the 8th chapter. Now, is that because people sometimes want to say to me, you are judging folks. And they've taken this judging to its extreme. I can't even say what's right or wrong. Because if I say what's right or wrong, I'm judging somebody. As if God had said, yeah, Yeshua said, judge not except you be judged. But he was not talking about being able to understand the difference of good and evil. He was talking about judging from a platform where you don't know what you're dealing with. So let's begin it. 8. And we will begin at the 38th verse, Yohanan. Here, Yeshua is having a discussion with religious folks. And they're saying, we are saved. And he's saying, you're not saved. Oh, you mean Yeshua judged like that? Yeah. This is the discussion they were having. So let's kind of listen in on the discussion. This is Yeshua speaking. I speak that which I have seen with my Father. And you do that which you have seen with your Father. So Yeshua said right away, you and I have different fathers. I do that which I have seen with my Father, and you do that which you have seen with your Father. We have different fathers.
Now, of course, they got insulted like most religious folks will. You know, they get real insulted when you tell them they're not saved. How dare you? And so here's what they said to Yeshua. It's this one that says, how dare you? They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Yeshua said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, you would do the work of Abraham. He says, you're claiming to be somebody you're not. You claim to be Abraham's children, but you're not doing the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me. You see, folks don't want to hear the word and get right, so you kill the messenger. See, there's folks hot at me today for saying what I'm going to say. But they don't want to get right. They want to kill the messenger. Get rid of the messenger. As if getting rid of the messenger gets rid of the message. But you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of Yahweh. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. You hear the discussion? Now see, in this day and age, they don't want us to have this discussion, because then we judge it. Right? But Yeshua said, you're doing the deeds of your father. And then they got really insulted. They said, then said they to him, we are not a fornication. See, they're now turning it back on him, because he was born of God and not, he was born of the Holy Ghost and not of his natural father, Yosef. So they calling him a bastard. See, when they get hot, they personally attack you. Throw a name calling. They got a name for you then. Those that they say, we are not born of fornication. In other words, you are, but we are not. We have one father, even God. I don't care what you say. I'm saying. They're mad now. They're hot. Yeshua said unto them, if Yahweh was your father, or God was your father, you would love me. Let me make a turn on that. When we present to religious folks the name of Yeshua, if God was their father, they would love that name. Huh? They would love that name. When I heard the name of Yeshua, even though I was worshiping in Jesus' name, I did not blaspheme that name. I searched the scripture. And I found out that his name was Yeshua. That's all he's saying. If you are of God, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from Yahweh, God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. And Romans 6 would say, know ye not to whom ye yield yourself servants to obey,
his servant you are.
And the word of Yahweh would say, Zachariah would say, they refuse to listen. They stopped up their ears so they would not hear. See, they didn't want to hear the truth. Yeshua said, I'm speaking the truth. But you cannot understand my speech because you can't hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil. Ooh, how dare you? How dare you? We go to church every Sunday. We know we say. Yeah, sure. You see the discussion they're having? Yeah, sure. You know, we put this thing, don't judge. Yeah, sure, didn't follow those rules. He told the truth. He said, you are of your father, the devil. And he's going to tell them why. And the lust of your father, you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode it not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. You call me a liar? He said, you're lying if you say you say. Because you're doing your acts and your deeds speaks different. And when you embrace lies, you are following your father, who was the originator of lies. He invented lies. Why are you speaking out against other believers? We could ask Yeshua that, because he was there and he was talking to the Yehudim, which you call Jews. He was talking to them. And they knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that they were God's children. But Yeshua questioned that. And so you ask me, why are you speaking out against other religious groups? I'm really not just designating religious groups. I'm speaking out against lies. And I am required to do so. I have no option. If I don't do this, then it's going to fall on me. You said, well, you if you don't tell them the truth, you're going to be punished? Yes. It is my job as the apostle of this organization, and as all the other apostles did. They spoke truth. They spoke out against error. And they are required to do so. Look at Yehezkel. Three, you call him Ezekiel, but his real name was Yehezkel. God's going to talk to this man, and he's going to tell him something that maybe he don't understand and you don't understand. 17th verse, son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel, a watchman. I have made thee a zappa, one that keep watch, one who look out for danger, and one who sounds the alarm
when he see danger. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel, unto those people who call themselves my people. And that could say to the church, because the requirements are the same. Therefore, hear the word of my mouth, this is Yahweh, and give them warning from me. God said, warn them. Then he's going to tell Yehezkel the consequences of not giving the warning. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die. Other words, I tell them they're going to hell. And you, and thou giveth him not warning, nor speaketh to warn the wicked from his wicked ways, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require of thine hand. Listen to that. If it's in my word that the wicked shall be destroyed, they shall go to hell, and you don't warn the wicked, and you don't warn him about his wicked ways, he's going to die in his sin, but I'm going to hold his blood to your court. Wow. Well, I didn't want to hurt their feelings. Yet, 19th verse, if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked ways, he shall die in his sin. He's going to die anyway. He's going to die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. I'm delivering my soul today. I see what's going on. And I see if we don't speak out, the church world is disintegrating into everything goes. Any belief is a good enough belief. You don't have to believe the truth. Believe anything you want to believe. Believe you can kill doctors. Believe you can have racism and support liars and obfuscators. Those who confuse the issues. Haters. That's where the church is headed. Because we look at in the natural, oh, that's a big church. They got a lot of people. Surely they must be right. And all you got is a few little folks sitting around. And a lot of them don't even believe what you say. Surely you must be wrong. Well, let's go on and see. 21st. Again, when a righteous man, church folks, does turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him. In other words, you might think this means God's laying some kind of stumbling block to make him fall. The stumbling block is God's word. They stumble over the word. There's some of the word they don't want to do. They don't want to have nothing to do with. I've heard people say, I want the Holy Ghost, I just don't want them tongue. That tongue is a stumbling block. They trip over the tongues and fall. And I lay a stumbling block before him. He shall die because thou hast not given him warning. Nobody in this church is going to die because they don't have warning. He shall die in his sin, And his righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered. You know, you can't put righteousness in a savings account and then go on and do whatever you want to do and come back and draw righteousness out. It don't work like that. All the good which you have done, if you turn from God, then all that good is going to be forgotten. Because what good did you do turning and then turning back? But his blood will I require at thine hand if you don't warn it. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man and the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live. You warned him, he turned, he's going to live. Because he is warned. Also, thou hast delivered thy soul. So he said, you got to tell the truth. You got to warn people. Even on this, that's your personal level. If you see your brother commit a sin, you need to begin to pray for your brother. In some instances, it said you ought to go to your brother or your sister. Because if you warn them and they turn from that sin, you save them from destruction. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure you're supposed to judge. Let God do the judging. Let's look at Netanyahu 7. You would call it Matthew. I didn't do all these years of study just to have folks' blood on my hand. I did this to deliver my soul. Now listen, people, open your ears up. 13th verse. Enter you ye in at the straight gate. Enter ye in at what? Straight gate. The straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in there. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Go back to my enclosure. I'm trying to make the point clear. Go back to the enclosure. There you go. Out of all of this, these fences, there's only one gate. And that's what Yeshua is talking about. Straight is the gate, because there is only one gate that leads to life everlasting, and only a few. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I want one of them to be me. I want one of them to be me. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to say, praise God. Praise God. I want one of them to be me. See, this idea that everybody is going to heaven is simply not Bible teaching. Straight is the gate. In other words, there's one way to God. There's not a Baptist way, a Methodist way, I'll say again, a Catholic way, a Presbyterian way, a Pentecostal way. There's just one way.
Hallelujah. Now he's going to tell us how we ought to be careful. Beware. 15th verse. Beware of false prophets. Let's say it again. Beware of false prophets. There's a lot of folks in the so-called religious community of false prophets. You say, well, how do I know? I'll show you. Beware of false prophets which come to you in Christian clothing. Well, you said it didn't say Christian, it said sheep. Well, if you know anything about the Bible, sheep talking about the people of God. That come to you in sheep clothing or Christian clothing. They look like they say. They look like Christian. They talk like Christian. In fact, they talk more like a Christian than Apostle Washington. See, Apostle Washington don't butter me up like they do. Oh, darling, God's got a word for you. God do have a word for you, and here it is. Here it is. God's got a word for you. Here it is. Beware, false prophets would come to you in sheep or Christian clothing. Let's put it in today's vernacular. But inwardly, they are raving wolves. They are trying to destroy your life. You say, well, oh, how do I know? Ye shall know them by their fruits. Oh, am I supposed to judge? Huh? Yep. Do men gather grapes of thorns? Let me ask you a question. Can you go out there to the thorn patch and get some grapes?
No.
Ain't no grapes there. Or figs, or thistles? Can you go to that any bush out there and find figs? What he's trying to say, you ought to be intelligent enough just in the natural to know that you can't get grapes from thorns. Are you just so dense that you don't understand that he's saying to them? Now, I didn't say that to you. I'm saying he said that to them. Are you so dense that you can't understand that certain fruits tells you certain things? And you have to find the fruits at a definite location. You can't go out to the thorn bush and get grapes. And you can't go out to the thistles and get figs. He's given us a way to judge. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. You say, well, what is the good fruit? The Bible has told you every life shall have their place in the lake of fire. Everyone shall have their place in the lake. So if I see people lying, I know that's not good fruit. Would you agree? Yeah. Yeshua had to show us and had to show the Yehudim
that in him there was no racism. And so the scripture said he must need go through Samaria. Now, people who don't know the history would not know that Samaria, the Yehudim, considered them lowlife. They so hated the Samaria that they'd go miles around Samaria to take a trip. They wouldn't go through Samaria. They didn't want to have nothing to do with the Samaria. You ever been in a place where you went and sat down and the person got up? Have any of you had that experience? You've had that experience. Raise your hand. Didn't want to have nothing to do with you. Right? Because it wasn't because God said these Samaritans were bad people. It is that the Yehudim determined that they were not purebred. And so they would not go through Samaria. They would not talk to a Samaritan. They would have no dealings with a Samaritan. They segregated themselves. I wonder what that's like from the Samaritan. But the Bible said Yeshua must need go through Samaria. His disciples are wondering, why do he want to go through Samaria? And so he got in Samaria and went to the well. And he said to the disciples, y'all go get by some food. He had to get rid of them. See, they had that racism in their heart. They wouldn't understand what he's trying to do here. So here come the little woman of Samaria. This woman that had five husbands. Surely you don't want to deal with her. But she must have been a fox. Some of you young people don't know what fox means, maybe. You know. She was a good looking woman. She done got her five husbands, and she's looking for a six. And so Yeshua said to her, could you draw me some water? And see, she thought that was a come on. She said, how are you, a Yehudim, asking a woman of Samaria to draw you some water? You know that the Yehudim had no dealings with the Samaritan, especially a Samaritan woman.
Make it plain.
Yeshua said, if you knew who I am, you'd ask to me. And I'd give you living water that you'll never thirst again. She said, Lord, give me that living water. And by this time, the disciples showed up. And the Bible said, they were confused why he was talking to a Samaritan woman. But said they didn't say nothing because they didn't want to hear his response, you know what I mean? And that's where Yeshua told them that the new worshiper, the true worshiper, is going to worship God in spirit and in truth because God is spirit. He's saying we got a new system coming on. And in this new system, nobody is left out. There is no elite and bad folks or lowlife folks. They're all one in the sight of God. Oh, my God. Seventeen. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth what? Good fruit. But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. You cannot support evil and expect in the end to get out good. I saw a little thing where they had wings on the president, and he was all dressed in white, and he had his suitcase with him, and they said, headed for the White House. These was evangelical Christians, you see. He's headed for the White House. God is headed for the White House. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits, you shall what? You shall know them. Not everyone, now this is important, 21st verse. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. There's a lot of folks out there say they are God. Amen. But Yeshua said not all of them are going to be entered into the kingdom of heaven. Not everyone that say to me, Lord, Lord. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Don't that sound like a church person? We'll prophesy in thy name. Behold, God said. And in thy name have we cast out devils. Or at least it looked like the devil came out. Let me show you what my experience has been in the church world. My experience has been the devil looked like he come out, but the person is still acting like a devil. So if the devil had came out, you wouldn't be acting like a devil. And look, I've seen them. I've had devil talk to me. I say, get out of there in the name of Jesus. And the devil said, I ain't going nowhere. That's what he said to me. I ain't going nowhere. And you can't make me. Then I'm thinking, wait a minute. The Bible said, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. What's going on here? And it got me thinking, something is wrong here. That devil is standing up talking to me, telling me I can't make him do nothing. I said, yes, I can. Get out of here. You know, I'm believing this. Person roll their eyes. Man, even when the devil's in people, people look different. They roll their eyes get big, and he said, I ain't going nowhere. And I'm sweating. I command you. The devil said, I ain't going nowhere. I'd leave there so confused. Why is that devil not obeying the name? Well, I found out later on. And in thy name hath cast out devil. Sometimes it looked like, sometimes the old devil rolled over and fell out like he fainted. And then the person opened their eyes and said, oh, where am I? Oh, what's going on? And you think, ah, I got him. But the person still act like a devil later on. And so they'll say to Yeshua, in your name we cast out what? We cast out devils. They ain't cast nothing out. Cast nothing out. And in thy name have we cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. These are church folks without a doubt. 23rd verse. And this is what Yeshua said. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that worketh iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. I think I've given you all enough today to think about heaven. I got some more scripture I can go to, but I'm gonna just back off now. I'm gonna just back off. Because if I give you any more, you ain't gonna hear it anyway. Just deal with what you got. Deal with what you got, okay? Hallelujah. Bow your heads. And Father Yahweh, we come to you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We thank you for your word that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. We pray, Father, that we'll be able to communicate to people that everybody who say they are of you are not of you. And that the true worshiper would worship you in spirit and in truth. Would worship you in the Holy Spirit. Father, help the church. Help us to begin to build again that which was lost. That which the enemy so confused. Changing the names. And now your people don't know what is true and what is not true. Thy word is true. And so help us to come to that. That those who have a heart to be saved will hear your word and come to you. Those who don't will die in their sin. But Father, we want to deliver our souls. Tell everyone that Yeshua is the Mashiach. And without him, no one is saved. We give you glory and honor in the mighty name of Yeshua. Keep your head bowed. There may be